I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
So here we are on a Thursday, KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A warning for people in Clinton, West Point, and other parts of Davis and Weber counties. The secondary water could be shut off on or before September 1st if water use increases. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, the U.S. Drought Monitor reports 99.4% of Utah is now in extreme drought. There's no rain in the forecast for the next 10 days. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a new accident. Northbound Legacy Parkway in Woods Cross has been moved to the shoulder. And for those in Draper, a crash at the bottom of the ramp. This is going to be northbound I-15 at 123rd South. It's at the bottom of that exit ramp on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up to the high 90s and more scattered storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Clouds, 97 degrees, and now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After beating back COVID, new infections in the U.S. have soared to highs not seen in months. Yesterday, 45,000 COVID cases were reported, health officials say, fueled by the Delta variant. The CDC is not changing its mask guidance so far, saying adults who are not vaccinated and kids who cannot get vaccinated should mask up. Some states, though, are breaking with that guidance.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Thursday he will not make schools impose mask mandates for kids.
We need our kids to be able to be kids. We need them to be able to breathe. It's terribly uncomfortable for them to do it.
I asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki if that puts kids in Florida at risk. She said yes.
If I were a parent in Florida, that would be greatly concerning to me because kids under the age of 12 are not vaccinated. They're not eligible yet.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The road to economic recovery also hitting a few bumps. Jobless claims went up again last week. 419,000 Americans filing for first-time claims, higher than the previous week. In Japan, the official start of the delayed 2020 Summer Olympic Games now just hours away. And the pandemic will be center stage at the opening ceremony with COVID cases surging. ABC's Kenneth Moten is in Tokyo.
In the past, we've seen some vibrant, impressive shows packed with athletes to celebrate the official kickoff of the Summer Olympics. But no surprise, Tokyo 2020 will be different. Officials say this opening ceremony will not be a festival. It will be a solemn event that will deliver a message of togetherness. Those 11,000 athletes expected in this country over the next 2 weeks, but only half of that number will parade into Olympic Stadium tomorrow night.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now considering adding two more Republicans to the January 6th Select Committee after Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pulled all five when she rejected two GOP members. The first hearing next week. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
More Utah firefighters are headed to other states to help battle wildfires. Two task forces are headed to Montana to support fire crews working on several fires there. Lehigh City Fire Chief Jeremy Kraft says the situation is bad.
My dad's a county sheriff up there, and I was just talking to him last night. They have five major fires in that county alone. Pulling up the fire map of Montana, they're burning up eastern, western Montana all over. They really need the help.
Chief Kraft says it's a common thing in the West to help nearby states with their wildfire problems.
Generally speaking, we see ourselves in Oregon, Washington, California, but it kind of seems like it just comes around and goes around. A few years ago, it was Utah. We needed the help, and now one of these other states, so we're glad to be able to go and help. Just hopeful that this doesn't happen in Utah this summer as well. The real difficulty is getting the resources, right? Because one big fire, you can pull your resources and kind of work on that, work to get your perimeter. But when there's multiple fires Montana is a big state, so they're quite a ways away. Difficulties becoming your overhead and managing those fires, as well as getting the resources for those fires. Western Montana in particular is very mountainous, so it's really difficult to fight those fires. So really, that's what we're giving them. We're giving them the needed resources so they can deploy to different fires.
As he gets ready to head to Montana, Chief Kraft is grateful Utahns have been careful with fireworks this summer.
We've had really great compliance with fireworks, at least in my city. It's been nerve-wracking. Once again, we know how dry it is. We know what the fuel moistures are, and we see the weather forecast. So it keeps us on edge. You know, me in particular, I'm keeping some resources here that normally I may deploy if we were wet in Utah, just in case something happens here, that we do have some resources in Utah that we can deploy here as well.
More than 40 firefighters are in Oregon right now, Utah firefighters, as they deal with the largest wildfire in the U.S. right now, the Bootleg Fire. It's 319 at KSL News Radio. We have a check on traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeways, the drive is filling in, but only on southbound I-15, where we have slowdowns. And that starts after 4500 South and 290 South. From there, you have a good drive and no real delays to speak of from 90 South all the way to Provo. We do have emergency crews now on the scene of this accident in Draper. It's on the bottom of the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 123rd South. But most of the crews and the vehicles involved in the crash are over to the shoulder. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries are in good shape. Len?
Near downtown Salt Lake, near Liberty Park, 700 East, looking quite busy as you head toward South Temple in either directions. And jumping to Weber County, you have a crash southbound I-15 Riverdale Road. This is causing a slow roll here from Ogden-Hinkley Airport turnoff down to the accident. And northbound I-15 getting the busy nod as traffic delves into construction and tightens Layton to Antelope Drive before the Clearfield constriction. And a crash northbound Legacy Parkway 2000 South and Woods Cross on the right shoulder. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's the 7-day forecast carrying you through the weekend and beyond. Grant Wayman.
Upper 90s today with the passing showers, thunderstorms this afternoon and into the evening hours as well. But it's dry for the weekend. Partly cloudy tomorrow, we're up to 99. More of the same on Saturday, 99, and more sunshine on Sunday. High temperature that day up to 100. 98 and partly cloudy skies on Monday. A few mountain storms start to move back in. And then here we go with the scattered thunderstorms again for Tuesday and Wednesday. High Tuesday up to 97, and the high Wednesday up to 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's partly cloudy. We're parked at 97 degrees.
Afternoon News.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now. And not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU's Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now, you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new branches in Draper and Harriman. UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
Just stop in to either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
See the world premiere of 1820, the musical, live on stage August 6th. David Archuleta hails it as fantastic, well-written. For tickets, call the Covey Center for the Arts today.
Troy, after a decade of meticulous research, I finally understand the science of why so many people love RVs. It's the freedom. But how did you...
We've been doing this for 30 years, but hey, it only took you a decade, so kudos.
Plus, I can finally prove conclusively RVs carry people, and they're flippin' fun.
And they're downright magical once they're paid off.
Interesting hypotenuse.
That's why this month, during the Bish's RV Red, White, and Blue sale, anyone who buys an RV can enter their lucky numbers and find out instantly if their RV is paid off completely.
How amazing must that feel? I'll start researching.
So 2031 is when we'll find out.
Come to the Red, White, and Blue sale at Bish's RV for a chance to have your next RV paid off completely. Get full contest rules at Bish's.com today and unlock secret sale pricing on the site. Plus, get no payments till October on approved credit, more than max trade-in value on all trades, and year-round discounts for veterans and active duty service members. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL as if you weren't distracted enough during Zoom meetings. Now they're adding Zoom games. The in-app gaming experience will let users play poker, heads up, and Kahoot with the other people on the Zoom call. KSL drives Uber and Lyft drivers are going on strike. They're demanding better work conditions and improved pay. It's a 24-hour protest scheduled for next Wednesday. It might be hard to get an Uber or a Lyft that day. One thing held true during the pandemic, Americans love their pizza. CNBC reports Domino's saw 3.5% same-store sales growth in the last quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 25 points, finishing the day at 34,823. The S&P was up 8 points, the NASDAQ up 52. After a Michigan county received federal COVID relief money, elected officials helped themselves. ABC's Dave Packer explains.
Michigan's Shiawassee County received over $13 million in federal relief money meant to help businesses and local governments deal with the effects of COVID-19. But the county commissioners voting to use some of that money to give themselves bonuses, an average of $2,100 for everyone on the county payroll. The commission chairman taking home $25,000 of the money in so-called hazard pay. Other commissioners pocketing between $5,000 and $10,000. One commissioner saying she was mortified when she saw the money show up in her account and that she'll return it. But another saying that she earned it and she's keeping the money. Dave Packer, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.